News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. 4:35 p.m., getting ready for that go-home time. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You know, one of our team members here, they advertise direct on Right Side Radio, and Just Love Coffee Cafe. One of the things I love about them, aside from the amazing menu, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu, the amazing coffees, and is there I guess their sense of community, the fact that they are constantly doing something to try and give back to their community. And so just this morning, I was getting a text from Travis over at Just Love, and he reminded me that this week, January 29th, Saturday, they're hosting an organization called Ainsley's Angels. Now, Ainsley's Angels is a organization that gives those who are not able, like they're terminally ill or disabled, an opportunity to be in and experience the thrill of a foot race. Runners push the riders in like a specially designed cart from start to finish in a 5K all the way up through marathon races sometimes. And so if you come out to Just Love Coffee Cafe this coming Saturday from 8 to 11, they're going to do things like they're going to have a prize wheel out there. They're going to have an opportunity for you to sort of engage the process and recognize that, you know, you can contribute to this opportunity to support a major organization. And you can also have a great breakfast and, you know, get a cup of coffee and just enjoy the time. They're going to have a raffle, the whole thing. So, folks, I want to encourage you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. The Madison location is where they're hosting the Ainsley's Angels thing. But they're also doing one more thing just for our Right Side listeners, and I'll finish up with this. Right now they got a special going, a promotional. If you text the word Right Side, just text it, it's all one word, Right Side, to 87338. That's 87338. You text that, Right Side, to 87338, and you enter into their rewards program, and you get a free beverage when you go in the next, if you go in a week after you did it. That's very cool. In fact, I know for a fact my wife and daughter were there this weekend. They did it, and it worked. So, yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Love those folks. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hey, I got a caller who held on for a long time, and I really appreciate it. I'm not sure what the topic is, so let me just run to line five and grab Chris from Decatur. Hey, Chris, thanks for hanging on through the break. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, we're just plain right, and I got the shirt to prove it, and lefties are just plain dumb. That's all I can say. But listen, I had some weird COVID experiences this week, right? It came on like a lead balloon, hit me Tuesday. I tested negative on a rapid test. Tuesday, Wednesday, I tested positive on a rapid test. So I went down to the hospital and had a RCP test, is it?
Yeah.
I had one of those
PCR tests. PCR test.
PCR test. It came back negative. And then last night I tested positive on a rapid test again.
You know, what do you do? I mean, it's just like, good Lord. How you feeling? Are you feeling all right?
I mean, you know, I know that I'm not, I know I'm sick, but I'm not, you know, that bad.
Well, glad of it. These tests, I mean, here's the amazing thing too, Chris. So these tests, these rapid tests, the ones that were like, it's like a moving target on whether you are or are not positive for it. These rapid tests are the ones that are being mailed out to people by the Biden administration. And yet now they're being told that they're not that reliable, which I think some of us figured out a long time ago.
People are using them at the workplace too. I mean,
I know.
And if I do have it, I can't get the antibodies because I tested negative at the hospital.
It's you know what? It's just, it's like, what day is it? We don't even, you know, it just, every single day is a different messaging point on this. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man. Thank you for holding on during the break too. And
yes,
get
sir,
well,
no
brother. All right. You get well, man. That's a Right Side ruffian. And so, yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. The Biden administration's been in office for a year, right? COVID was there before Biden took office. People who are coming into office, they know by November that they're going to take office in February. People who are campaigning for the year prior to that have an opportunity to develop a strategy in November when they know it's really them. They have an opportunity to prepare their cabinet and their strategies and their plans. They take office in February when they're sworn in. And then from February to February, what did he do? He made mandates that were crushing people's souls. He turned around and, had some neat ideas about how to split up our citizenry into different factions and to call us the pandemic of the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. I mean, it was complete division, and it was like every day was a different deal. And then finally, he comes up with a plan. What's his plan going to be? I'm going to mail out masks, and I'm going to mail out rapid tests. Bought a half a billion of them. Just get the shot. Just get the shot, man. And so he's mailing out rapid tests. Article on AL.com last week, rapid tests, unreliable. I've got a friend that works in the testing arena. He told me that rapid tests have a, generally speaking, about a 21% reliability rate. 21. And then we get from the CDC, well, cloth masks really aren't that helpful. Yeah, they're not that efficacious when it comes to blocking the aerosols of, transmissible COVID, sorry. And yet Biden's going to mail masks to everybody now. So that's what we're doing. And if you need a test, by the way, when do you need it? You need it then. If you don't already have one, how do you get one from the Biden administration? Well, you go online, you apply for it, and it takes 7 to 10 days to arrive at your house. By then, you're already quarantined, gotten over the illness, gone back to work, and you take it and you put it on your shelf. And that's how effective his plan is right now. I got another caller, I guess, on the same thread. Let's go ahead and grab it. I mean, I'm on a roll here. Ray from Falkville. Hey, Ray. Phil Williams, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
All right, how are you? What it is I was listening to that guy before me, and the test, it's not about whether you're negative or positive, or they don't care if you're dead or alive. All they care about is they're getting filthy, rotten rich off of the products they're selling. That goes for the mask, the test, the shots, all of it. They're in the billions.
Well, there's a huge amount of money, Ray. And I'll tell you what, when all this started with the personal protective gear, the PPE or whatever they call it, anyway, personal protective equipment, it was amazing. Yep. The amount of organized crime that was fraud involved. I mean, there were huge shipments that were fake shipments, that transfers of money. I mean, I know for a fact I had a client, I had to help them contact the FBI on a $100,000 transfer that was illegitimate, and it was awful. But
it's all fraud.
Well,
and we'll find out eventually.
I think we're going to find out. There's all kinds of cottage industries. I saw one the other day, Ray, that said that one of the problems they're having in Chicago is fake testing sites popping up and charging people to walk in the door and get a test without any real reliability to it. So, it's everywhere.
They say people, when are they going to wake up?
Well, I'd like to think they're awake right now. They still don't. Well, you know what, though? If they wake up, I'm not sure they know what to do anyway. So,
and I got something else on Ukraine, too.
Go ahead, man. What you got?
All right, what's happening with Russia and Ukraine is they're going in there. It doesn't have anything to do with hurting the people of Ukraine or taking over or anything. It's got to do with underground child pedophilia. And that's what they're going in there to take all them people out, and that's what it's about. Russia is working with the United States.
Okay. I have no idea how
they're
you come to that
one. They're
not
working with the Biden administration. They're working with the Trump administration.
So the QAnon conspiracy is all over the international crisis in Ukraine.
This is not a conspiracy. This is not a conspiracy. People have to do their homework. They're always, when you get over the target, they're going to call you a conspiracy theorist. And I love it when they call me one because I know what's going on.
Well, that's cool. But I'll be honest with you, I don't see it. I mean, there's too much history here. This thing goes back hundreds of years for it to be a let's collude with the Trump administration to arrest a pedophilia ring in Ukraine. Why would you mass 100,000 troops on the border when you could go in there and swoop in with one special ops team and get it done? I don't see this being logistically anywhere near what you just described. Ray, thanks for the call. We were doing good till we got to that part. All right, listen, Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. Let's go ahead and take that break now. Come back and wrap the show up for the day. I think my triple dipper is like a one. I had a single scoop today. I guess I'll be saving some content for tomorrow. That'll save me some time, I guess, on the prep. But, man, there's too much to talk about. And it did not, by the way, involve a pedophilia ring in Ukraine with massive troop movements and international foreign policy. No, I don't see that. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, our team members, one of the things that you need to know is that we have great team members. And when I say that, I mean our advertisers, people who sponsor the show. And if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, just understand, you need to contact us direct. And I don't say that as any slight to the folks at the station, but we actually, Right Side actually does its own advertising inventory. And so if you want to advertise on this show for sure, then contact us and go to the website, rightsideradio.org. rightsideradio.org. You'll see a tab that says contact and advertising. Go on there. It'll tell you what to do. We will get you hooked up. So yeah, we have great team members. And if you want to be on this show, you got to make sure you contact the folks here at Right Side. Hey, and by the way, speaking of which, one of those who did that very thing, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning reached out to us that same way. And that's how we got to know each other. And I'm talking, listen, I am so proud to have them on. They serve Huntsville, Madison, the surrounding areas. It's, and I always say this, it's like a one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, gas and electric. And one of the coolest things about Vandy's is Vandy's Heating and Air is open Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week. So if you have something go out on a Friday, they can still come out on a Saturday and square you away. They're not going to upsell you. They're going to give you a free estimate first. And listen, Vandy's is an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandergriff, the owner of the company, is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. And I can relate to that, and I appreciate that. And I think it means something to patronize veteran-owned small businesses like that. So listen, if you want quality heating and air conditioning service, all your HVAC needs, call Vandy's, that's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Hey, I'm going to grab another caller, line two, Chris from Decatur. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. I had to call you back, though, on the pedophilia ring on the conspiracy deal. I just, man, come on, man.
I know. I mean,
the real truth probably is they're creating this war to draw the attention off of their failures. It's pretty obvious. You know, all the media goes to this war instead of looking at his failures.
I think if you look at who's calling for troops to be moved over there, you'll find out it's mostly Democrats. Now, I mean, yeah, and I agree, Chris. I mean, are there probably some international things that are happening that are conspiratorial in nature? Yeah, but I don't see us seeing 100,000 Soviet troops piled up on the border of Ukraine just to help Donald Trump go after some pedophiles in Ukraine. I don't see that at all.
That's why, you know, the guy sounded good until he said the pedophile deal, and I'm like, what?
Well, you know, I love my people, and there's some folks that come on this show that have differing opinions than me, and love them anyway. But he can be a right side ruffian and not be 100% on the money with me. But that was one where we're not on the money. So anyway, Chris, thanks for the call again, brother. You have a great day. Hey, get well. All right, listen, folks. In the time that we have left, let me just tell you, this show. Copper and I enjoy doing what we do, but we do it because of y'all. It's literally been, for me, it's been a complete repositioning, Charlene and I, a complete repositioning of our life, so to speak, because this opportunity arose 7 months ago, and you guys have brought it to life, let me tell you, to the extent now that, you know, we're able to do fun stuff like you go to the website, rightsideradio.org, we now have a store. So I'm telling you again, I just had somebody contact me, tell me they went to the store and bought stuff, right side swag, today. So here's the deal. Yeah, let me just go ahead and refresh this then. Rightsideradio.org, if you go to the website, and you'll see at the top of the page, there's a tab or a button, and it says the Right Side Store. When you go to the Right Side Store, you got all the merchandise. What do we have on here? I'm looking right now. I was just kind of perusing it last night. I've ordered samples of all of them. Feel pretty good about this stuff. We got Right Side coffee mugs. We got Right Side stainless steel bottles. We got Right Side travel mugs, like Yeti style. We got Right Side stickers. We got Right Side phone covers. We got Right Side shirts. And my favorite, and I don't know why Charlene laughs at me, we got Right Side socks. Copper Right Side socks. I think it's pretty cool. I've got a pair right here, by the way. The sample pair came in the mail. So I'm going to take a picture of my feet and send you a picture of my feet so you can see the Right Side socks at some point. But folks, this week alone, grand opening of the Right Side Store. If you want to go buy something off the Right Side Store page, then it's a 10% discount if when you're checking out, you put in the promo code Right Side. All right? Promo code Right Side as you're checking out, 10% discount this week only. And by the way, we're not telling everybody. We're just telling those who are listening. So, yeah, there's your opportunity. Get some Right Side swag. Have your cup of Just Love coffee in a Right Side mug and 10% off the price right now. I am blown away by this. All right, lots of things happening in the news. I am not about to start trying to get into my triple dipper. Travis from Just Love just called me a moment ago and said, hey, since you only got one, you can just call it the Big Dipper. Thanks, Travis. Don't quit your day job, brother. But yeah, this audience, I mean, engaging at all times. And I'll be back tomorrow. We're gonna do that number two on the triple dipper tomorrow because it's important. Insurrection obfuscation. We'll cover that with more. Keep an eye on the news. I do believe that while there may not be a conspiracy underlying the potential for an invasion of Ukraine, that I do believe the Biden administration sees it as a wag the dog opportunity. Something that Chris said a moment ago from Decatur. Something that distracts from their other failures. Well, we'll see how that goes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back tomorrow. See you then.